Finally today, we look at the complicated journey from a homeless shelter to a permanent home. Shakira Crawford is a homeless single mother of three searching for an apartment in New York City. The city has agreed to pay three quarters of her rent, but months into her search, Crawford and her children are still living in a shelter in Brooklyn. Marilla Ivorek from member station WNYC reports.
Shakira Crawford has only seen two apartments, and she didn't get either of them. She's learning that landlords don't want to accept a city voucher to pay the rent. Now she's in Brooklyn's East New York to see a third apartment. After the previous disappointments, she's doing her best to keep her emotions in check. But for a woman who easily breaks into a smile that shows her perfect teeth, it's hard.
I'm excited, but I don't want to be too excited, but it's like I can't hold back my excitement.
She stops on the sidewalk to take off her sneakers, puts on black suede heels,
to look professional, Shakira.
And enters the building.
Wow, three doors.
I'm Shakira Crawford.
I'm Super
Hi, nice to meet you.
It's a two-bedroom with a large living room. There's a pass-through in the kitchen wall that lets Crawford see into the dining area. The apartment is clean, quiet.
I saw the building last night. I looked on the internet. I knew it. And coming all day, I had like this good feeling that I'm going to love it. I do.
She already sees her bright-eyed 8-year-old girl, Julia, and her two boys here.
Hear myself calling Joshua and Jordan, make sure you clean your room up. Because they know I don't like messy room.
She knows how she'll furnish the place.
Picture frame, because I like paintings. Little IKEA vibe.
And I have my little table where they could sit and eat. And I have a little couch. Yeah. A little TV. I see them having their room, their beds. It could be a bunk bed, it's fine. Have my curtains up. You know, nice, colorful, bright, calming colors. Blue, or a little orange over there, or pink. Yeah.
The city would pay $1,100 out of the $1,500 rent for this apartment, with 4 months up front. But a few days later, Crawford gets an email from the management company.
I teary-eyed a little. Yeah, I did. I cried a little.
She still got turned down. The email says every tenant has to earn 40 times the rent, $60,000, and have a credit score of 700. She doesn't satisfy any of those requirements. In New York City, it's illegal to reject someone for an apartment just because they have a voucher.
And there are already 85 investigations proceeding with respect to violations of our strong local law that prohibits source of income discrimination.
Stephen Banks is commissioner of the city's largest welfare agency.
In Ms. Crawford's case, there is a concern clearly that there are other pretexts that are being applied that are essentially a source of income discrimination. We're certainly going to be pursuing action against the particular brokers and landlords that she would like us to take when we reach out to her and follow up with her.
UCO Management, the company that rejected her, they declined to comment.
It's part of life too, right? We can't give up, right? I can't give up at all. I have three, you know, wonderful people in my life that's looking up to me, you know? So I have to do my best for them too.
In this case, her best wasn't good enough.
I was feeling sad because I wanted the apartment.
13-year-old Joshua has seen some of his friends move out of the shelter.
The next time, that's going to be me.
Crawford calls and knocks on more brokers' doors. 60 in total. But Joshua's prediction doesn't come true. 10 months after she and her children started looking for a home, they're still stuck in the shelter system.
Gosh, the year's about to finish and I'm still here. Am I ever gonna find a place?
Crawford wishes she had more time to search. She also wishes people at her shelter had helped her more. Most family shelters have housing specialists. Crawford's doesn't. But the woman who runs it, Robin Brown, says her staff has done its part. She thinks the city needs to step up and convince landlords to participate.
If there was more buy-in from the landlords and the brokers, and there were more apartments available for low-income housing for families, you know, those things help.
3,800 households have moved out of shelters using the voucher, but more than 7,000 are still stuck in the system. City officials say it'll take time for the inflated housing market to absorb them. That's how they explain Crawford's year of disappointment and turmoil.
I feel like I've been through so much, you know?
and then my kids too. I don't want to go through the same thing.
For now, the only home they have is the shelter in Brooklyn. Like thousands of other families, they continue looking for a way out. For NPR News, I'm Mirella Ibrack.
This story was produced in partnership with WNYC.